From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. has accused Iran of supplying Houthi rebels in Yemen with a missile fired into Saudi Arabia in July. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley called on the U.N. to hold Tehran accountable for violating two Security Council resolutions. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has accused Iran of direct military aggression after a missile was fired from Yemen toward Riyadh Saturday. Heather Nauert is a U.S. spokesperson.
There was a missile shot into Saudi Arabia. The believed target was the airport or somewhere close by the airport. Imagine if that had happened here in the United States. It's shocking. I don't think it should surprise any of us that the government would consider that to be a potential act of terrorism.
Iran has denied funneling arms to Yemeni rebels. University of Denver International Affairs Professor Jonathan Edelman said changes in Saudi policy are part of a regional realignment underway.
The Saudis, under the Crown Prince, is basically saying we want to go the modern way. Clearly, he's aligning himself strongly with the United States and also with the Israelis.
The Security Council is to meet Wednesday to discuss the humanitarian situation in Yemen, where the Saudi-led coalition has closed access to the country's sea, land, and airports to halt the flow of weapons shipments. Jens Larke is with the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
And if these channels, these lifelines, are not kept open, it is catastrophic for people who are already in what we have already labeled the world's worst humanitarian crisis.
An estimated 7 million people in Yemen face famine. The U.S. has said tentative support for a boost in the U.N. peacekeeping presence in Central African Republic, where the MINUSCA mission has been plagued by repeated allegations of sex abuse. The Security Council is considering increasing the force by 900 troops. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump, before leaving for China, warned the North Korean leadership its nuclear and missile capabilities are not making them safer, but rather placing them in grave danger. Speaking to the South Korean National Assembly Wednesday, the president called for international action to rein in the North's ban program.
We call on every nation, including China and Russia, to fully implement UN Security Council resolutions, downgrade diplomatic relations with the regime, and sever all ties of trade and technology.
In a message to Pyongyang, Mr. Trump warned not to underestimate the U.S. and its allies. The president's five-nation, 12-day Asia trip has been dominated by the twin issues of trade and North Korea. The European Union's top foreign policy official, Federica Mogherini, met with U.S. lawmakers Tuesday, telling them the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement is not negotiable and called for continued U.S. compliance.
So what I discussed with people on the Hill is the need for us to have the United States compliant with the deal. And I got reassurances from their sides that this is exactly the spirit in which they're working, to keep the United States compliant with the deal. And this is also our interest.
Last month, President Trump informed Congress he was not recertifying Iranian compliance. Congress has the ability to reimpose sanctions. The ousted leader of Spain's Catalonia region Tuesday criticized the European Union for backing Madrid in Catalonia's fight for independence. Carles Puigdemont went into self-imposed exile in Belgium after Spain imposed direct rule following Catalan declaration of independence. Myanmar, also known as Burma, sent a UN Security Council statement critical of the security crackdown in western Rakhine State could harm its talks with Bangladesh over the repatriation of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims. The Office of State Counselor Aung San Suu Kyi said the issue can only be resolved bilaterally. A police report revealed the suspect Devin Kelly, blamed for Sunday's mass shooting in Texas, escaped from a mental health facility in 2012. Kelly died shortly after killing 26 people in a Texas church. The motive is unclear. Freeman Martin is with the Texas Department of Public Safety.
We have released that the shooter was at odds with his in-laws. We have released that the mother-in-law went to church here. And we have released that there was a conflict between those two families. We're only 48 hours into this investigation. Interviews are ongoing, and things that we release in these press conferences could affect future interviews.
Federal investigators are also examining the suspect's cell phone for clues to the cause of that attack. Tuesday, it was announced that astronaut Richard Gordon, who flew around the moon aboard Apollo 12 in 1969, has died. He was 88. Gordon joined the space agency NASA in 1963. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.